Hello and welcome to another episode of Pokemon Facts, and I am so sorry for not uploading the past few weeks because I was just sick and lazy, and I'm really sorry, but I'm back, and today we're going to be talking about Dynamax science. Dynamaxing, huh? The free Pokemon Mega Evolution in Pokemon Sword and Shield. As I said, it's basically Mega Evolution. Just any Pokemon can do it as long as they're in a special place, like the arena. It, game-wise, uses the Dynamax bracelet, which has a wishing star in it. But I'll explain it better, or at least try to. So when the Pokemon Dynamax are returned to the Pokeball, talking about the last time I talked about the Pokeball and how it works, and turns out blood also has plasma. Based on Wikipedia, blood is 55% made out of plasma. Now, we don't know if all Pokemon have blood, but something I found digging through the internet was interesting. Cacturne's Pokemon Emerald Pokedex entry says, after spending thousands of years in harsh deserts, its blood transformed into the same substance as sand, meaning it had blood. And there was also another Pokemon which had some a Pokedex entry which stated that it might have blood in its body, but I'm not gonna include it, sorry. That makes the Pokeball a little bit more possible. So, as I said, the Pokemon returns into the Pokeball and some energy comes out of the bracelet, and the Pokemon Pokeball turns big and looks kind of like the Premier Ball and has a and shines with a kind of pink color, and the Pokemon also shines with the same pink. Well, not really shines, it's... yeah. Well, if you've seen it, you understand. The weather also changes, because sometimes it does, and when they get smaller, they also do, so that's cool. I'm not explaining that, though. Presumably, the Pokemon is just injected with some kind of drug that makes the plasma in their body enlarge, and in the end, making them bigger. Based on the fact that Wikipedia says that 55% of all blood in is blood plasma, which is a yellow substance, so maybe it's injected into that and it like enlarges, but I really cannot tell you. It's pretty unexplainable, and I couldn't find exactly what drug this could be, but let's just talk about the Dynamax bracelets and the places where you can Dynamax. Perhaps Dynamaxing is just a kind of evolution that makes them bigger because it's cold, and Bergman's rule states that in colder places the animals are bigger. But then what does the Dynamax band have to do with this? I don't know, I kinda gave up because I cannot explain this. You could explain this that the Pokemon get bigger because like the Dynamax bracelet affects them, and as far as I know, there are only two places where the Pokemon can Dynamax, the arena and like this underground hive place. And maybe there's both warmer or colder, so there's like something special in them, and with only this substance it can turn bigger. But I don't really know what an arena has in common with like some underground hive, so... So clearly science can't explain everything, sorry, but yeah. So yeah, science sadly cannot explain everything, but still thanks for listening, and I really truly am sorry for not uploading. I was just sick and lazy, and I didn't have the time. I hope that at least in my free time, like, there's no more school now, so I should be able to make these episodes, and an episode should be coming tomorrow. I hope I can post on weekends. Because those shouldn't be too busy. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and peace out.